The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up on Life Today, James and Betty celebrate 50 years of ministry and marriage at the Awaken Now Conference with guest speaker Beth Moore.
We are so overstimulated in our culture. We are numb. You tell me today that what we're not really looking for from God is just to feel something again.
Discovering what may be holding back your spiritual awakening. Next.
Well, I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have you be a part of this incredible crowd of people, some 4,000 who came, actually over 5,000 registered from almost every state, many foreign countries. You may not have been a part of that crowd, but you're about to be a part of the Awaken Now Conference. And then the good news is, Betty, you can have every speaker, every one of these gifted teachers and communicators teaching under the anointing of God, something that the church and the whole earth needs to hear, America needs to hear. You can get the messages on transcript and hear these great speakers. I promise you, you are going to be inspired and blessed beyond measure. So I look forward to you getting the DVDs, CDs. And now, here is, under the anointing of God, Beth Moore.
Sound you can imagine.
And I really do.
We are thirstier than we are saying that we are. And I've come into this house tonight to ask you and to ask each one listening, would we own our thirst? I wonder, would we own our thirst? Because that is all it will take. Can we humble ourselves enough to say, we are thirsty and dry for an outpouring of your Spirit, God. We are desperate for your downpour. Would you look with me at Isaiah chapter 41, please? Isaiah 41, 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. Do you hear these I wills? I, the Lord, will. I will. Not I may. Not when the time is just right. He says, I will do it. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water. Listen to what he'll do to your wilderness. It will own our thirst. I will take that wilderness before I even move you out of it. You keep telling me that you want to move out of the wilderness. I'm saying to you, children, I believe this is what God is saying to us. No, I'll do it right there in your wilderness, right there where you are. I will make that wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane, and the pine together. Listen to this, verse 20, that they may see and know and may consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. I want you to just go back to that verse 20 and hear it out of the ESV. You would hear it in the Authorized Version as well. I'm not sure why it is not translated in several of the other formal translations, but you'll hear it just brilliantly here in the ESV as it says, that I will do this when the poor and needy seek water and there is none. I will open up rivers in the bare heights, fountains in the midst of valleys, make a wilderness of in the wilderness a pool of water. I will do all of this that they may see and know, may consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. And the beauty of the word together, because it is conveyed in the Hebrew language. And the beauty of it is it means with people and with bits and pieces of what God is doing. One of the most blatant messages, life messages, that James and Betty bring into any environment environment they get to serve. Is the unity of the body of Christ. Regardless of what he's not talking about uniformity, us coming together as the body of Christ, knowing that we are saved by Christ alone and we have put our trust in him, that makes us brothers and sisters. And it is not until we come together that we even realize what God is doing, because we get so isolated in all of our corners. But when we come together, and the bits and pieces of what God is doing all over the world, to go to another country and go, what is this he is doing? What is this marvel? And it gives us courage, and we come back together and we put it all together. We come back together and we see that and know and consider and understand only the hand of the Lord could have done this. Only the Holy One of Israel could create this. Only he. Here is the thing. Did you notice with me that it says, when the poor and needy. See, here is the prerequisite. This is all we got. Is that he is calling us to own our thirst and to come to him as those who are poor and needy. In his economy, it is the needy who receive. It is the way he does it. Only the barren miraculously conceive. I mean, do we want something that we could plan and put together with our godliest efforts, with our big teams, the big players all come together and let's plan a move of God? It does not work that way. It takes us saying, we're poor and needy. We're desperate for you to work. We cannot do it on our own. We are barren, Lord. And when we come to him barren, that's when we miraculously conceive over and over again. Do we want what can be conceived by our good and godly planning, or do we want something that can only be conceived by the Holy Spirit? I believe if we stay apart, I believe in that togetherness, we see and understand and consider the hand of the Lord has done this, but apart, we will not see this downpour. We're so spread out that a drop is falling here and a drop is falling here until the body of Christ unites. It will be scattered showers on planet Earth. But once we unite in common purpose to see salvation to the ends of the earth through the great name of the Lord Jesus Christ, now we're talking. Now we're talking. All we have to do is own our thirst. All we have to do is say to him, nothing else will do. Had the Israelites not thirsted in the desert, they would never have experienced water from a rock. I don't know about you, but I want water from a rock. I mean, you can go get a bottle of water, that's just fine. Lay down your dollar for it. But then there's like a rock, and it gushes with water. Let me say that again. A rock, and it gushes with water. I don't know about you, but I mean, forget the plastic. Somebody hand me a rock and make that thing. In Jesus' name, start gushing water. And now you got a girlfriend that wants to take a drink. I'll tell you that. Because I want that kind of water. I want miraculous water. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. I want you to see, listen, as long as we pretend that we have already got that which we lack, we will remain in our lack. We are acting like we've already got all of what we want to see the Holy Spirit do, and it's a lie. We know he can do more than this. We know he promised more than this. We know he promised more than this. Look with me at Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. Anybody glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Praise you, Father. I don't want to be left out. I believe God is doing something unprecedented in our day, and I don't want to miss it. I look at one another and say, you don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss this. We don't want to miss this. Isaiah 5:13 says this, a powerful, powerful word. Therefore, my people go into exile for lack of knowledge. Their honored men go hungry, and their multitude is parched with thirst. See that again, because it's talking about, I mean, this is the religious community, the people of God. My honored 400 men go hungry, and their multitude is parched with thirst. God began pressing a word on my heart about honored men and women throughout the body of Christ all over the world. Whether they're pastors, teachers, evangelists, missionaries, whatever they may be, I want you to pray with me, and we're going to pray it tonight, that God would begin working in such a way, in all sorts of streams and traditions throughout Christianity, that he would pick out key people and that he would cause them to have such a hunger they cannot stand but to cry out to God to do it for them. Their people are parched with thirst. What would happen if we begin praying, God, go throughout Christendom, into every denomination, every single sector, every single part, all over the world. Go in, because here is what I believe with all of my heart. I think there are exceptions to this, but I think this is the general rule. I believe that influence often comes from the outside, but transformation comes from the inside. You can almost take that one to the biblical bank, because if transformation is something that comes from within, we need to pray that key people throughout all of these different traditions in Christianity, that it will go, that it happens within. People still have trouble trusting someone or do not see themselves identifying with them if they're always from the outside coming in. It takes people within those moves, within those traditions, within those streams. You and I want to pray that key people throughout every single branch of Christianity get hungry, where nothing else will do but the Spirit of the living God. Oh, that the honored would say, I am poor and thirsty. I'm just going to let that fall a second. What would happen if the honored men and women said, I'm just going to be honest with you, I'm dying of thirst. I'm telling you, I do not know how I can manage another year of ministry if God does not come through afresh for me. What would happen? What would happen? I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I want to own it. I told him here recently, I'm desperate for it. I'm desperate for it. I'll even stop telling you how to bring a downpour. I'll stop turning in my notes to you and go, this is how I really think it would work. I'm tired of telling you how to do it. Just do it. Do it. But I want my eyes to see it. I want my eyes to see it. I know he can do more than this. I know he can. But we're not poor and needy yet. All it would take is for us to own our thirst, because I think we really are thirsty. And when a hungry people persist in appearing full, there exists no provision of food. When a parched people persist in appearing wet with the Spirit, there exists no promise of water. Our persistent playing, I believe, is part of the Spirit's delaying. We just keep playing with the thing. You and I both know it. We're starving. We want something more. We know there's something more, and we want it with everything we've got in us, but we will not admit it because we are afraid for people that we think are lesser spiritually than we are to see our need. When honored people will come and drop down and say, I am starving here. I'm thirsty here. Lord, give it. Only you can give it. I believe that out of his great mercy, God is about to push this envelope with us. Now, listen, please test the Spirit. I want you to pray about this and see if this is so, but it's clearly, as I know how to discern what he laid upon my heart, I feel like I am bringing it to you as I understand it. But I think what we will see, if not now, very, very soon, is him pushing this point with us over and over, because I think it's very possible that what has satisfied you before will no longer satisfy you now. that how you've been doing the Christian thing and the ministry thing and the thing that has been working for years, decades. Maybe your pastors and teachers, or you're in evangelism, whatever it may be, and you've sought him and you have loved him and you've gone on. I mean, it's worked for years. I want to ask you a question. Is there any chance that just here lately you've kind of wanted to admit something is not working like it used to? Would anybody own that? Something. And see, you know what? Sometimes it's just like our lack, like we've just gotten lax somehow. But I just want to suggest to you that it may not necessarily be that. It may not be an accident at all, and it may not be chalked up just to personal weakness, as weak as we are. Sometimes God will stir a sense of lack when he wants to give us more. I think I can say to you that what has worked for you before may not work for you very soon. What yielded results before will not yield the same results now. It is a new day. Look at one another and say, it's a new day. And yesterday's outpouring is not going to carry us today. It's not going to do it. I believe he's going to push this with us because I believe that we are having sort of an angst of spirit. I truly believe that we are. And it's very, very biblical. We so desperately need a fresh awakening, and that's everything this weekend is about. I believe that this thing that is not working the way it used to work, will be for us, not against us. It will be a blessing and not a curse unless we sit back with it. But if we say, Lord, my same thing, the way I used to get up, have my same time, or do the exact same thing is not working the exact same way, because it is not the exact same day. Has he got you in a holy dissatisfaction? By any chance, anybody notice it's just not going the way it used to go? Matthew 6, 7, and 8, when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they're heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. I was studying that just here recently, and I felt like God just penetrated my heart with the truth that sometimes he'll know what I need before I ask him, and I'll get up and have my entire prayer time and never mention what it really is I need. He's going, I know what you need, but you hadn't said it once. I mean, I'm glad you said all that. That's good. But that really wasn't what you needed. What you need is that you feel bored and drowsy. And what you really need is for me to wake you up. Wake you up. We are so overstimulated in our culture. We are numb. You tell me today that what we're not really looking for from God is just to feel something again, to feel again. Chris told us this afternoon, we will live out of our passion. What we're passionate about, if we could get our zeal back, our passion back. Nobody would have to tell us to share our faith. One reason we don't share our faith is because we do not have enough to spare. What if we did? What if we did? Lord, I need a fresh awakening. I need a fresh awakening. I want to feel my heart again. I want to feel it pound with passion for you. Lord, I need a fresh awakening. One of the mysteries of faith is that faith does not easily satiate. And I want to see if I can explain that. Because our souls are meant to be satisfied. Our souls can be satisfied within us, but faith is much harder to satisfy. And I'm going to tell you why. If you think of it in these terms. Because faith always believes for more than it sees. And that's why for some of you that really do walk by faith, you're not satisfied right now. Because you know good and well that what you're seeing, there's more than what we're seeing. because your eyes continually look ahead, and you know this is not it. I mean, I'm glad of it. I thank God for it, but this is not it. This is not it. And wouldn't it be something for us to just say, instead of writing a new chapter of the Emperor's New Clothes, is that like, you know what, like, Lord, we're naked here, and we could stand to be clothed with some power. Amen? We could stand to be clothed with some power. Anybody but me? Because, like, I'm just done with anything less than that. I'm just absolutely done with anything less than that. Faith says what my eyes have seen of God in my generation is not enough. What my eyes have seen of the lost saved is not enough. I'm not seeing enough people saved in my conferences. I don't know about you. I'm not. And I mean, this is going to end because I'm telling you, I am ready to say I'm barren. I'm barren. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'll own it, Lord. I want to see people saved.
Boy, what a day in which we live. God knows we desperately need the next great spiritual awakening. As a matter of fact, it really is the only hope we have to secure peace and to give hope to people. And please understand this. As believers, we don't have to turn our lives or our land, our country, or our future over to the gates of hell or the powers of darkness and deception. If Christians will be salt and light witnesses, we can actually refocus the eyes of the world on a living Savior. And that's what we're talking about with the Awaken Now Conference. A year ago, celebrating our 50th anniversary in ministry and marriage, we hosted 20 of the most dynamic anointed speakers on the face of this earth. Many of them you've never heard. Some of them you have. You know Beth Moore and Christine Kane and Lisa Bevere. You've seen them many times right here. And many of our speakers, you know, Andy Andrews, Governor Huckabee, Ben Carson, many of the great preachers that you've heard, like Mark Rutland. And I'm telling you, these great men, Jack Taylor and Dudley Hall and Peter Lord, many of you never heard them, but they changed my life. And many of us went through an incredible transformation by the power of the Word together, and it's impacted people all over the world. Our viewers have said, we love the conference. We want everybody to see it. They're playing these DVDs and CDs. Many of the DVDs are playing in churches and Bible study groups. We're sending them to you if you'll simply help us continue to support the mission outreaches of life, the television ministry. As a matter of fact, you can get the entire conference, both audio and DVD, on a flash drive. And we would love to send the entire conference to you. We're asking you for a gift to support our outreaches of $125 to receive the CDs, the DVDs, or the flash drive. You will also get, with that gift of $125, the transcripts of all the messages. And I'm talking about, here's Robert Morris, and here's the transcript. What a great preacher. This is our pastor. Can you believe we had over 50,000 people attend our Easter weekend services at Gateway, a church that's only 14 years old. But the power of God's there. And it was in Gateway that the conference was hosted. So you are going to be blessed. You'll get the transcripts if you'll simply make the gift of $125 to help us with the outreaches of life. You'll get the CD, the DVDs, or the flash drive if you prefer it. Now, if you'd just like to have the CDs, we're asking you for a gift of $49. Again, that gift supports the outreaches of life. Go to the phone, take your bank card, or go online and say, send me the Awaken Now Conference now. 20 of the most truly anointed speakers you'll ever hear. And we thank you so much for your prayers and your support of the outreaches of life. I pray you go to the phone or online right now. You'll be blessed if you do, and you'll bless others.
Introducing the greatest conference in 50 years of life's ministry. Awaken Now, a powerful message for every believer seeking their full potential in God's kingdom. In this once-in-a-lifetime gathering of over 20 anointed speakers, you'll hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church as you receive insight and empowerment from God's Word and experience a fresh call to unity with other believers.
If you are a believer, you need to hear what has been said at this conference. Amen. this was a very appropriate message for these times.
You will catch the enthusiasm of this group, trust me.
A fresh touch of God.
It stirred my heart.
Listen to it. It's wonderful.
Don't order them if you don't want to be changed.
Awaken Now is available with your gift of only $49 for the audio series, or request both the audio and video series along with a companion book containing the speaker's sermons and encouraging messages for just $125. For your convenience, you may choose to receive the entire series on CD and DVD, or now, for the first time ever, on USB flash drive. This micro device contains all the messages in both audio and video. Simply plug into your computer to watch or listen. And remember, your gift today helps offer the gospel in word and deed around the world. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
You know, you could have quite an awakening in your church or your community by just getting people to come week after week and just listen to these messages. Remember, $125, and you can get the CDs, DVDs, or the flash drive, and in addition, you get the transcripts. If you just want the CDs, we're asking you to make a gift of $49. And we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for watching Life Today, for listening to these great speakers, and you're going to want to share the content and the inspiration that they bring with many of your friends and family, and hopefully even your churches. God bless you. Thanks so much for watching.
Everybody else is coming out the closet, you might as well come out too. This is not a day for secret agent Christians, spiritual CIA representatives, and covert operatives. This is a day when you let your flag ring high in a culture in chaos. Jesus is not lacking Christians. Yes, we want to win people to Christ, but when it comes to his operation in history, he's having trouble finding disciples.
Don't order them if you don't want to be changed, because it will change your life.
Whatever awakening comes, and may God hasten the day, it will come only and altogether because of the dangerous, wonderful, terrible, miraculous, unpretentious, uncontainable, unrestrainable liberty in the Spirit of the living God. The Lord's power and presence through individuals. Come, Holy Ghost, and set us free.
If you are a believer, you need to hear what has been said at this conference.
Amen. Absolutely. It is a now word.
A now word. That's a good way to put it. It's a now word.
Tomorrow, James and Betty look back at all that God has brought them through as they celebrate 50 years of ministry and marriage at the Awaken Now Conference. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.